Snack break!
Snack break!
You brought a snack today.
I brought a snack. Sweet and salty nuts. Almonds.
There's somebody in this car right next to us.
Almonds.
And we just drew
and
all kinds of attention
down.
To ourselves. And their windows down. This is so bad today.
It's so good, though.
Is it? Should we just go for it? Should I stare at her while
I
talk?
Friday.
Hey, welcome to Snack Break with Dan and Tate. The podcast that's recorded in my car somewhere amidst the parking lots of corporate America. I'm Dan.
I'm Tate.
What do you got there?
Nature Valley. Sweet and salty nut granola bar. Made with almonds.
Rated on a scale of 10.
3.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're supposed to say 10, so
no,
we get
ten.
A free box of that.
10! Oh, so- boy!
Now we'll never get a free box of Nature Valley Sweet and Salty.
Sponsored by
I can't.
Valley.
Yeah, I can't eat anyone. This segment brought to you by Nature Valley. Head to your local Costco today. Pick up a giant box of 650 of those bitches.
Holy crap. What?
What?
650?
Yeah, dude. You never seen the economy size box? Have you
no.
ever been? You never been in a Costco?
No.
Samuel's Club?
Yes.
You have been in a Samuel's Club?
Yeah.
They got the big boxes there.
I haven't ever. I don't go down those aisles. This was just there in my area, so I grabbed it. I would never
this is one of your nap time snacks?
It wouldn't ever happen.
Have you guys successfully rioted for a juice box yet?
Thankfully, today they had us all, sit on our colored circles. I'm on the blue circle. You can't go outside the circle. During story time.
Story time.
Yeah.
Dude, guess what I just did? Today's story. Major incident number 47362.
I don't know if that machine over there works or anything, that health machine or whatever, but I did it at that thing.
The blood pressure?
So I did it 30 days ago.
Are you dying?
No. I did body fat percentage. 30 days ago, I did it and recorded what it was about the same time, also before lunch, whatever. I think you're supposed to take it after lunch and after a full glass of water, but I'm not sure. Anyway, I registered 18.8 or something like that 30 days ago. Guess what I just was?
16.5.
13.5.
Whoa!
Or 13, something like that.
Woo!
Yeah.
13.9. Aw. That's pretty that's really good.
That's still pretty awesome.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good. I feel good. I feel great about that.
That feels good, dude.
Hmm.
My day is a huge flame and dumpster fire of garbage. How are you doing?
Do tell.
Dude, just a Texport life, man. That's all. We'll kind of transition it over to, a different sphere. But grandma comes in with her computer and she's like, I need help getting this fixed. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay. But then while you're trying to help her, she just keeps wandering off or talking about unrelated things or disappearing. And you're like, I can't help you unless you stand here. And when I ask you a thing, then I need you to tell me the thing. It's real. I need your help. I need you to help me. Help you. Help me help you. I'm not getting that today. So it's just been a bit frustrating. But that's, work is work.
Yeah.
It's the same story every day. Mix it up. A little randomizer action.
A little down. Whatever.
You throw the issue in the issue randomizer and it pops out. It's the same as all the other ones. My big scare was last night. Let me tell you what happened last night.
What happened last night?
It's an epic tale. Strap in for the ride of your life.
That's a brand. You can't steal Epic Tales. It's an actual video game development company.
No, is it?
Yeah.
Epic Tales?
Isn't that the thing that does the story mode thing? Where
I'm pretty sure.
Adventure?
I don't think you can copyright English words.
Candy Crush tried to copyright.
Yeah. But they didn't. Anyone can crush candy, sir. Case closed. So last night, I'm getting set up for my stream.
Okay.
High Horse, twitch.tv/DanCow. And shout out. High Horse, shout out. High Horse.
Highhorse.com?
No. Don't do that. Please don't go there. What is that?
I don't know. Let's see.
Oh, God.
Keep going.
Okay. So I'm getting ready to start my stream, and I'm trying to get my sound set up. I do my sound actually in this really interesting way. I'm not gonna super go into it here because people will just fall asleep. But basically, I process the audio from my microphone, and then I send it to a fake output that doesn't exist, and then cycle it back through to the desktop output. Anyway, it's called virtual audio cable. It's really neat. You should check
nerd.
It out.
Nerd.
Yes, it's true. I am a nerd. Anyway, so it wasn't cooperating, which it does sometimes because I haven't updated the drivers in forever. And every time I'm like, I should update those. Yeah, I'll do it later. And then I never do it. Anyway, so I was like, no big deal. It's done this before. I just got to restart my machine. You know.
Sure.
Boop. Restart. Yeah. Shuts down. Starts to come back on. Fans.
What kind of fan do you shuts. Have?
Okay, I can't. You can't make like a. I don't even know if they can hear that. So, fan starts to.
All right.
Shuts off.
Oh.
Comes back on. Boop, 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 boop. I swear to God, it plays a song.
What?
A freaking beep code song. I'm like, first of all,
like, let's turn it up.
First of all, what the hell? Why is my computer making demonic dubstep music right now? I literally, Mariah was in the room and I looked at her. I was like, what the hell was that? I was like, I've never heard a beep code try to be festive before. Huh, I'm like, you know what? Gigabyte, I'm not feeling very festive right now. My computer won't boot.
How do you Google that? My motherboard is making this beep. Boop, 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 boop.
I wrote Gigabyte beep code song.
But which song? There's three.
And it didn't find anything.
The first song is Vivaldi's Springtime.
And it didn't find anything anyway. So, I don't know. I don't want to go into the whole story. It's not that interesting. But essentially, I'm like panicking because I'm like, oh my God, I'm supposed to start the stream in 10 minutes. And now I'm getting beep codes. Like my processor won't boot. So I looked up the beep codes. And this is the dumbest thing ever. So Gigabyte does different beep codes per release, like rev unit, whatever. Revision.
Yeah.
Per revision. Okay. So the 990 UD3 revision 1 beep codes are different than the 990 UD3 revision 2 beep codes.
Stupid.
It's horrible because I was looking at the wrong beep code, so I thought it was CPU interruption
error.
Did
they document the beep codes for each revision?
Yeah, you can find it, but I was looking at the wrong one because I didn't think it mattered. I just typed in my motherboard and I was looking at the beep codes. Anyway, so I'm thinking it's a CPU initialization error, CPU interruption error, and I'm like, oh my God, it's my power supply. Long story short, like somehow I turn it on its side and I plug the power thing back in, and because I guess it didn't shut down properly, it started booting on its own.
Okay.
Boop. Posts. Windows starts.
What?
I'm like, what on earth? Now, I should have put two and two together right then, but I didn't.
Aliens.
Because I still thought it was CPU aliens. Issue. And I'm like, oh my aliens. God, like, something's wrong with my CPU block. My motherboard's cracked. I don't know. Whatever. So I got it running. I stood it up. It was running okay. I didn't touch it. I left the side panel off. I did my stream. So after the stream, I'm like being super obsessive about this. I'm up until like 1 in the morning trying to figure this out. Because that's my baby. That's like...
Yeah.
That's the closest I've been in a while to like the... Oh my God, no. Oh my God, not, no. Not like this. Like... No, I can't. Not like it. Ah.
I have another scare that I'll tell you after this.
Okay. Well, I'm almost done.
Okay.
Anyway, so... I realize finally I'm looking at, like, it specifically says revision 1 on the beep codes, and I'm like, wait a second. So I search for revision 4, and am I giving hackers too much information about my motherboard?
No, you're not.
Can they hack my motherboard?
I don't know, unless that motherboard update.
What I meant was Asus Sabertooth 990 FX.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I have.
I don't know.
Anywho, so I look it up, and beep code 8 short beeps. Okay, song notwithstanding, apparently the song is just a festive add-on that they put there. Technically speaking, I guess it's like a stop code. Like, here's your beeps, and here's a festive song to let you know the beeps are over. And I'm like, you know what, Gigabyte? Maybe just the beeps would have been fine, because that's freaking confusing. So, anyway, it was 8 short beeps, GPU error. Basically, I was trying to fix some of my GPU sag because the PC Master Race shamed me on Reddit. And
like what, like workbench or workstations or battle stations or whatever?
Yeah. And in doing so, it must have just so ever so slightly slipped out of the PCI input. Not enough to make it not work, but enough to make the motherboard think that it wasn't plugged in right so that it wouldn't boot. I literally just jiggled it, pushed it into place, and retightened the bracket screws. Boots fine. That was it.
That is scary.
I freaking messed with my whole computer. I was like, oh my God, I gotta take the whole thing apart. I gotta unplug everything. I gotta plug everything back in.
I think your hard drive would have been fine though.
What do you mean?
Like, your files would have still been maintained. I think they would have been fine.
Yeah, my files. I don't care about my files. I care about being able to get on the internet and stream games every night. My CPU is like my precious everything.
But you gotta back up your files. That's why I pay $20 a month for Dropbox.
I don't care anything about my files.
But my files!
I actually do back my entire computer up. I mirror it every single morning. I don't know why. I don't actually care.
Yeah, because it's all like just cloud installations anyway.
Well, I've been doing this forever. And like last time my computer crashed, I had the backups and I was just like, yeah, screw it. I'll just go with a fresh install.
Yeah, exactly.
It didn't even matter.
Exactly.
But anyway, tell me about your scare stories.
At work, and they're nerdy ones. Sorry. So in Linux, the tilde character means your home directory. All right. So like that's got your documents, your desktop, your downloads, your projects, all that stuff like that. There was some like file.
And how do you spell that? Linux.
Yeah, Linux. L-I-N-U-X.
L-I.
Let me. Or Mac. Let me. Mac. No. Oh my god.
I just want to make sure I. Like, you know, I want to get it down. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The history of Linux. Here we go. No, and so...
Oh, I need more paper.
Oh, my gosh.
We're doing our own Foley, folks. It's a high-class production here.
There was, like, a command that I ran that created a directory where the actual directory name was the tilde character.
Oh, no.
But the tilde character... is usually like a shortcut for getting to your home directory.
Right.
Which is like under users / your username or whatever. It's got everything in there. So this random directory got created because of a bad program that was called tilde. And I was like, I gotta delete that.
Oh no.
So I did.
You deleted the home directory?
I did rm rf, which means remove everything recursively and also force, do not, just go ahead and say yes to remove it. And I hit tab. Because, like, tab will autocomplete. And sure enough, like, the tilde character represents a real folder. So when I hit tab, it was like, yes, this is valid. And I hit enter. I was like, oh, no! And I hit, like, delete, stop as fast as I can. And I have no idea still if any files got removed.
You don't even know.
Like, my main stuff is fine. Like, everything on my desktop and my projects is still
probably
there.
Okay. But, oh, is this your personal computer?
No, this was work computer.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man. Almost lost some...
But you did... But it's fine.
It's fine.
You stopped it.
But I was sweating bullets.
Did you feel like a hacker from a movie in the 90s? Just in that moment where you were... Like as fast as you could?
No.
You needed more screens, more monitors.
The real like problem that you hear is memed about all the time is like if you do that command, but with just /... That means it deletes everything on your hard drive.
Nice.
So I've never done that though.
I went into VI. I like edited a script in Linux today. That was very exciting.
Can you spell VI?
A lot of VI. a lot of like weird like okay, press C5.
Yep.
Press colon 5. Now type your thing. Now hit escape twice. Now hit like it's like oh my god.
Yeah.
This is way more complicated than it needs to be.
Yeah.
I got there though.
That's why they like mouse and keyboard these days.
I printed a test page.
What?
To a printer in Canada, Tate.
Oh, wow.
It was so exciting.
Oh, jeez.
And he got it.
Oh, jeez.
I did it right.
Hmm. Well, there you go. Now on to the history of Mac.
If you guys have a scare story to share, we would love to hear it.
We
and you should download the Anchor app, go to our show page at Snack Break with Dan and Tate, and click send us a message. And you can send us a voice message. We can play it right here on the show.
Are we allowed to talk about anything on this show?
I mean, I'd probably steer clear, like, personally identifying information and things like that.
Did you know that there is a person, unnamed, and I actually don't know the name of this person, but that works and has a full-time job as a writer who has a master's degree in something called spiritual formation and soul care?
Where was this degree issued? From where? From whence did it came?
I have no idea.
Probably not a legitimate accredited university.
That person works at my old company.
I'm just going to go ahead and just throw it out there that is not from an accredited university.
Now, maybe the person that told me this
soul
information
care
is joking, but I don't think so.
You can't tell if they're memeing or not? I run into that problem sometimes.
I ran into that problem last night.
Yeah, you did. I didn't know either.
It looked legit.
The only way I found out is we were in a work chat this morning and he did it and I knew it was a joke then because of the way he did it. And I was like, wait a second. And I was like, is that a meme? And they explained it was like this inside meme that happened when they were playing Final Fantasy 14 one night.
Oh.
And some random guy that was in their guild like said that. Like out of nowhere was like, thanks for the games, but it's time for me to leave. There are people here who'd rather not have me alive or something, and then disappeared, and they never saw him again.
Why do people do that kind of crap?
I don't know. It's really strange.
Gamers specifically have a little bit more of
a self-loathing complex kind of thing, like a pay attention to me kind of thing.
But like, yeah,
I do too. I mean, what are you gonna? Like, I can't friggin' point fingers at somebody. I like get on the internet and play games with a webcam in my face for attention. Like, yeah. You know what? What I can't. What am I gonna say?
I'm just saying, like, we're a little bit more sensitive and have a little bit more. I don't know. We're a little bit more emotional as nerds.
I don't know why. Yeah, I think everybody's emotional about the things they're passionate about. I think
emotionally sensitive, like specifically within like a.
I think like
MMO.
If you went to a football player and started like giving them legitimate like feedback on why they were garbage as a football player, they'd probably get emotional too.
And actually, football is pretty emotional. They're like crying after a loss.
They're
like,
touching each other's butts and stuff,
dude.
Good game, you know.
Squeeze.
A little squeeze, a little tap. Don't rub it. You just got to keep it, you know, real casual. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you guys for joining us on Snack Break with Dan and Tate. I really appreciate all the love, guys. You guys have been sending a lot of listens our way and everything. Check us out on iTunes and shoot us a rating if you have some time. That really, really helps us out with visibility. We would sure appreciate that. And we should be available pretty much everywhere. I think we're still waiting on
Toys R Us. We're there.
We're in Toys R Us. bankrupt. Morally and financially.
Airports, your local airport will be there.
We will be at your local airport from 3 to 5.
Hope you can find us.
Anyway, all right, it's hot in here. I got to get back.
It is hot in here.
Good talk today.
It's going to get progressively hotter.
Well, we're going to run the car later on.
Oh, okay.
But I want to set the tone with these first few episodes so people are like, hey, that sounds pretty good. And then it can sound like garbage later. Even though yesterday, anybody with a subwoofer like got to really, really experience the podcast.
That deep bass by Dr. Dre.